In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a certain irony in today's reading from Luke's Gospel. Jesus' adoptive father, Joseph, is looking for him, while Jesus himself is looking for his heavenly father. Mary and Joseph had lost Jesus. But was Jesus feeling rather lost himself? Is that why the Son of God stayed behind in the temple, his father's house? In this year's nativity play, a trio of angels sang, "We really don't understand why God should bother with man." The question has been around for a long time. Taking their cue from Calvin, the angels go on to sing, "Man is by nature a sinner." Because of that, they say, he is selfish and fickle and really quite naughty, and therefore quite unable to do anything about it. Strangely enough, the angels had not read St. Anselm or St. Thomas Aquinas, amongst others, who would put rather a different interpretation on it. In one sense, the angels are right, of course, if not quite politically correct. Humans, man, does a lot of sinning. We only have to open our newspapers or turn on our televisions to know of the terrible things that we are capable of doing. We may wake up on Tuesday morning with our list of New Year's resolutions, plans to get better by our own efforts. But despite all our good intentions, how many of them will we have broken by the time Lent comes around? So, why then should God bother with man? Specifically, why did he become human, one of us, through the birth and life of Jesus? We might begin to try to answer this question by asking another. What does God see in man? What good does he see, do we see, in man? A moment's thought will tell us that humans are not totally depraved, but are also capable of good deeds, not just for what we can get out of them, but simply because they are the right thing to do. As we come to the end of 2012, it would be worth taking a while to remember the goodness, the love and the kindness that we have received from other people over the past 12 months. As we do that, and thank God for those things and the people who did them, then we get some idea of why God should bother with man. You see, those unlooked for loving deeds and kind words remind us that we are made in God's image. We are like an old metal plate or dish, much loved but lying forgotten at the back of a cupboard. It's tarnished and dull, covered with dirt and dust. Then one day we find it and we take it out. Perhaps we remember what it once looked like. Anyway, we see the possibilities, so we clean off the dirt, get out the metal polish to remove the stains and tarnish, and give it a good rub, and there it is, just as it is supposed to look. and you can even see your face in it. And we are made in God's image. That is, you should be able to see his face in ours. Or as St. Paul put it, we are God's temple, the place where he lives. Admittedly, it is in need of a good spring clean. But look carefully, and you will find him there. Which brings us back to today's Gospel reading. The 12-year-old Jesus says to Mary and Joseph, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Is that the temple in Jerusalem? Or is it also the temple, which is our human bodies, our humanity, into which Jesus entered, becoming like us and showing us what we are really capable of, so that we might become like him. Amen.